How's your left hand doing?
Feels good.
Are you going to play this week?
I'm not sure. Whatever coach comes up with.
Let me ask it a different way, a better way. Do you feel like that you need to play? Does the first offense need to get a series or two based on what you've seen for the first three?
I think we need to do whatever coach tells us to do. You know, if we go out there and play, we need to go out there and execute at a high level like we try to every time. And if he tells us that we're not going, then, try to help the guys that are going to get in prepare as best they can.
What do you think about not having Javon? You know, he's going to be out at least the first 6 weeks. What does that mean for your offense?
We're going to have to find ways to try and replace him. He's obviously a guy that, does some things for us that, are helpful. You know, the screen game and, getting him out in space, catching the ball out of the backfield. So, you know, we've got guys that can step in and do it. It's the next guy in. That's our philosophy. It's been that way. No matter who it is, that's not available, we got to have the next guy step up and make plays.
His stance weren't very good, but what did you think of Lashur for his first?
I thought he ran it tough. You know, I threw a bad ball to him on that swing, and he did a good job of catching, turning up the field, and, you know, made the defender pay for it. I thought he ran tough and hard. He made some guys miss in the backfield, and he got back to the line of scrimmage, had some good, you know, zero-yard runs in there that kept us, not behind the chains, but at least, you know, even with him.
Did you get out of the first three preseason games as much as you thought you would? Is it where you thought after three games, or much more?
I think every preseason is different. What you expect to get out of it, I don't know. It's just try to get, into a rhythm as an offense at some point and get a little bit of that clicking and going, and I feel like we did that. We're moving the ball well on Saturday. Didn't, you know, got that ball batted at the line of scrimmage, and if that ball's not batted, it's possibly a pretty big play to Nate. So, it's just something that happens, but, we're moving in the right direction.
Is that frustration at all from the preseason of being a part of a big group that got hurt in a preseason game?
Not really. You know, I don't really consider myself getting hurt, but it was, I think the biggest thing for me was the fact that I had to come out of the game, and I didn't get to keep playing. That part was a little bit, just frustrating because you want to be out there with all your guys and be playing, and had it been a regular season game, I'm sure I would have found a way to get back on that field.
You're amazed at all the attention a broken blood vessel can get?
Yes, I am. But, yeah, I guess.
Is that why you slammed the bench so hard when you came off?
Yeah, it was kind of scaring me. I didn't know what it was. And, it's at some point, I don't know if I cracked it or did something. I just never seen it swell like that before. So it was kind of – I was pissed because I thought maybe I had broken it or something. But then, I took a second and started feeling a little bit better. So.
Was it the injuries or is it like, oh, here come the questions again, here come the, the routine of – how does it feel?
No, I just kind of wanted to keep playing.
No,
it took probably till like we got off the plane and the next morning it started coming down. On the sideline, it was still kind of sticking up there. Like, we put ice on it, it should go down right away. Put ice on it for about 20 minutes, look down, it's like, it's still there, but we'll see.
Is there any lingering effects from it? Do you feel anything there?
No, I mean, it's just like a sore hand. I mean, it's nothing nothing bad.
A couple more for Matthew.
Oh, who's got more weapons around you, you or Kershaw?
Oh, gosh, that was a big one, wasn't it? I was not expecting that, but I think I do. But he's close.
What about that offense? I mean, you guys, it seems like every week it's somebody different, and even this year compared to last year, there's so many. Maybe the offense has advanced so much more.
Yeah, I think, we were talking about it after the game. We said if they would have played us, if we would have played the whole game and they would have played us like that the whole game, our tight ends and slot receivers would have caught 15, 20 balls. That's just how it was going to happen. They were trying to take away the outside. And, we, in a regular season game, we're going to move 81 around more than we do in a preseason game. He's going to be in the slot finding matchups on linebackers. And, our tight ends and our slot receivers, our S, were keeping the chains moving in our backs. So that would have been the way that game was going. And, that's just how certain teams want to play us. And then that's what we have to do.
You can win any way you need to.
Yeah, exactly. You got to take what the defense gives you and be aggressive with it. But still, keep ahead of the chains, keep them moving. And that would have been a game where we had a lot more third down conversions than we did, or third down even opportunities than we did the week before where they're playing man, and we've got opportunities to make first down after first down where there's chunks available in there. This would have been a dink and dunk moving down the field game.
But in a situation like that, you ever just get a little bit antsy and want to throw the ball to Calvin?
Not so much even Calvin, track, but just you want to push the ball down the field. Yeah. It's just how we are as an offense, an aggressive offense, and we would have – I think had it been a regular season game, had plays dialed up to maybe hold it a little bit longer and, let guys get onto safeties and work. We were just playing offense and playing our deal. So, you know, it was a good outing. You know, we're happy with it. We just got to build off of it and move forwards.